In the Shakespearean canon, Twelfth Night stands out for its fluid sexuality. A pair of twins, Sebastian and Viola, are shipwrecked off the coast of Illyria. Viola comes ashore and disguises herself as a man. She becomes servant to Duke Orsino, who is in love with the Lady Olivia. Olivia, for her part, falls in love with the man she thinks Viola is, at the same time as Viola finds herself falling in love with Orsino. And behind this story is a comic subplot involving characters trying to convince Olivia's servant Malvolio that she is in love with him. Because the play depends on gender-bending performances, in Shakespeare's day, Viola was played by a man, disguised as a woman, disguised as a man. California Shakespeare Theater's production of Twelfth Night, which runs through June 21st, goes the other way, with a cast consisting of 6 women and 1 man, with most of the men's roles going to women who are dressed as men. If you didn't know, you wouldn't know. According to director Christopher Liam Moore, this casting signals how the play is about transformation. People assume other identities, he says, that lead to all sorts of possibilities and open their eyes to other parts of themselves. This play in particular deals with the issues of gender and identity in ways that I thought would make this casting a combustible, in a great way, mix. And it is. Leading the charge is Lisa Ann Porter as Viola Sebastian and Julie Eccles as Olivia. Both are excellent. Having a great time and almost stealing the show from the leads are Ted Deasy in multiple male roles, and in particular the Bay Area's Margot Hall as Sir Andrew, one of the characters bent on breaking the cold and nasty Malvolio. Shakespeare is often a tough sell, but every attempt is made to make the language clear and comprehensible. Also, because it's a comedy, there's plenty of room for play, and Cal Shake's production does just that, with drunken pratfalls and slapstick from beginning to end. As with many productions, this one is also a musical, with sonnets set to music and sung by members of the cast. Even the anachronisms work, particularly the selfies. One more note. Cal Shake's theater is located in Orinda in a gorgeous setting. The acoustics, created by audio engineer John Mayer, are flawless. Come early and picnic or pick up food from there. There are picnic tables for beforehand and a cafe. All in all, a splendid night of Shakespeare under the stars, or fog, either way. Twelfth Night, directed by Christopher Liam Moore, plays at Cal Shake's Theater in Orinda through June 21st. For more information, you can go to their website, calshakes.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.